You're holding Daf Dalet. Your list of Shaila again was that the Braisa says that a Sofik Beyah, if it was, so the half a minute is that was born on Shabbos or on Chol, Halach is min Sofik, it's Osir. The Shaila was, it's only Yosef with the Rabbon, and why min Sofik is it Osir? So Gemara says, it's talking about a Sofik Treifa, that the egg came out of a chicken, the mother, the hen, was a Treifa. Therefore, the egg is a Sofik, whether it's Osir with the Raisa or not. So that's why it's Osir, it's a Sofik with the Raisa. Then the Shaila was, the Sefer says that it gets mixed up into another 1,000 eggs, they're all Osir. So Shaila is, why are they all Osir? The Gur should be bought up Rav, Chad Betray should be bought up Rav. So Gemara says, we want to say, it goes according to Imam Diyoma that says that a Dover Choshev is not bottle. Anything that you sell, at least sometimes you sell it by count, you count each one separately, that's like a Dover Sheva Minyan, it's not bottle. So eggs, sometimes you sell them separately, you sell 5, 6, 7 eggs, therefore eggs is not bottle. So what I want to say, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way Rabbi Yehuda learns Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. Now like Moses right, we're up to the fifth line here. Dorsa Beagle. Let's say again, you have the last Gemara was Dorsa Beagle. Let's say you have again, you have a lot of barrels full of figs. And the question was, the top set of figs, when you didn't take off the Trumas and Isis. So now, before we said, if you put it on top of the barrel, only the tops of the barrel are mitzarif to mevatlit. Because the bottom of the barrel, like we know for sure, it's not part of it. It's only the top that's called the trumas amisus. Now it says, Dorsa Beagle. Let's say when you put this bunch of figs, you like push them down in the middle of the barrel. You don't just put them on top of the barrel. You push them down in the, you push them down in the middle of the barrel. V'yenya day b'yeza eagle dorsa. And you don't know now in which barrel, like, you pushed it down. So then we said, Divri Hakol Yala. Everybody else here is Bota Baroiv. But again, the Shaila, you have some Paris that you did not take off Trumas and Isis, and you mixed it into some barrel, that all the other barrels, the figs there, were all taken off the Trumas and Isis. So this is the case where it's Bota Baroiv. And since you don't know which part of the barrel it is, the whole barrel is Mitzarev Sum of Atlet. Is Divri Hakol Yala? For the Gemara Kasha, Divri Hakol goes according to everybody. Hainu Plaktayo, that's what we learned before, it's a machoikis, if it's bottle or not. As Avimin it was, again, you're only putting these figs on top of the barrel. So if it's only on top of the barrel, let's say you have 50 barrels. So it's a suffix, all the tops of the barrels, maybe they should be like bottle broid. But the bottom should not help. So Gemara answers, Amra Papa Hokikoma. Dorsa Beagle, like Rashi says, you dorsa in the middle of the eagle. You took this bunch of figs, and you're stuck in the middle of a barrel. V'yeni yadei, you do not know. V'yezeh mokim ogol dorsa. And which part of the barrel did you push down these figs that you did not take off trumas and mites from them? Oilet svoina, it is on the north side of the barrel. Oilet droimah, it's on the south side of the barrel. In other words, you put it into the barrel, and you don't know which part of the barrel is the trumas and mites. So what's our doubt now? All the figs in the barrel is a doubt whether this is the truma or not. And you don't know which barrel you put it in either. So all the barrels are in the doubt. So since you have 100 barrels, let's say here, they're all doubtful which one is the Trumas and Isis. The Lachari, they're all part of the Sofik. And we say Bota Barayv. Since you have 100 times against these are figs, it could be Bota Barayv. So this here, Divri Hakol Yala, here everybody holds. As before we had a Machlokes, we only put it on the top of the barrel. So then we say we know for sure only the tops are in the Sofik. The bottom of the barrel for sure is not part of the Sofik, because we know the bottom of the barrel was not the Truma. So that was a Machlokes, do we still look at the bottom with the top or only the tops alone? But where you put the figs and push them deep down into the barrel, so you don't know which part of the barrel you put it, everything is part of the Sofik, and everything helps to be Mevatel Baroiv. So if you have 100 times Kenega these figs that you put in there, it's Bottel Baroiv. Right, another Terence now is, Rav Ashi said the Teretz like this. Again, the original Kasha was the Kasha and Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef. That they both say the reason why an egg that's born on Yontif you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to eat, is only Yosem with Rabbonin. It's Xer either Mishum Peris that's fall off the tree on Shabbos or Yontif, or else Xer Mishum Mashkin Shiyotzu. Maybe the juice comes out of the grapes. So it's only Yosem with Rabbonin. So the question was, if the egg is only Yosem with Rabbonin, why did the Brice before say Sveiko Asura? Instead of you have a suffix, if this egg is the egg that was born today on Yom Tif, or if this egg born yesterday on Chol, so in a suffix it's also tedit. Now the question is if it's only us and the Rabbanin, usually the Kalal is Safa the Rabbanin Yigal the Kula. So why did the Brisa say Sveika is Asuram, Minasafik it should be Mutter? So Ravashi said the terrace like this, Ravashi Yomar, Liyalam Safik Yamtav Safakhil. No, really the Safik, the doubt of the egg was not if it was a trefer or not, but rather when was the egg born? Was the egg born today on Yomtif? Or whether it was born yesterday, Erev Yomtif, then you're allowed to eat it today. So the question was, it's only Yosim with Rabbonin, that there it is, have Yidovish Sheshkla Matirin. But even so, this is called, it has a heter tomorrow. If you're going to wait, don't eat the egg today. Wait till tomorrow, for sure tomorrow it will be Mutter. Because tomorrow, after Yomtif, there's no Isser. It's only Yosim to eat the egg that's born today on Yomtif. On Yomtif it's awesome. But right after Yomtif, you're allowed to eat the egg. So the klal is, v'choldovish sheyeshle matirin. Anything that when it will come on time, automatically by itself, it will become mutter, you will be allowed to eat it, is afilo b'derabonin lebotel. That's about this chiddush. Even on an isa derabonin, still we say it's not botel. And our chiddush is, not only is it not botel b'roi, like chad in 100, but hu adin min asofik also it's osur. That's about this chiddush. Just like we say before, that dovish sheyeshle matirin is not botel. That means like even this one shal there is chametz. Chametz is called yeshkel matirin. After Pesach it becomes mutter. But here also this egg, it's only yosef tivugon yomtiv. Right after yomtiv it's mutter. So one svar we had before was it's not bottle b'roiv. Like why be samech on bit b'roiv? Wait till after yomtiv, then for sure it's mutter. Now Rav Ashi is saying another chiddush that hu adin min asofik. If you have a doubt, if this is the egg that's born today on yomtiv, or this egg was born yesterday, even though it's only yosef with the rabbanon. Still we say Minasafik it's awesome. Because we also say the klal of Yeshla Matirin. Since you can wait till tomorrow, and eat it tomorrow, and tomorrow will be Mutter for sure, the din is wait until tomorrow, don't eat it today. So Mel, it's no kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef. This Bryce is talking about the Safik egg born on Yomtiv, and still, even though it's only us from the Rabbonin, but the klal is, Badovish Yeshla Matirin, both it's not bottle, wait till tomorrow, and the Wadim Minasafik, if you're in doubt whether it's us or not, don't eat it today, wait till tomorrow. By the Tanya, we learned Acherim Maimrim. Others say, Mishum Rebbe Elazar, in the name of Rebbe Elazar, Beitza, an egg, Toichal Hivi Ima. You're allowed to eat an egg that's born on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. You're allowed to eat both the egg and the mother and the hen. So the Mar B'Maya Skinen, what are we talking about? What type of a hen are we talking about? Ilay Mevatana Gerlis, Ho Emedis Liachilo. If we're talking about the mother, you bought the mother Amanas Tidit, Teshechte Tidit. So it's called like an Oichal, it's food on Yom Tov. That you're allowed to shech the mother, but the mother shita, for sure it's mutter. Tehi v'ima sharia, of course they're both mutter. The mother is mutter, you can shech the mother. The egg is also mutter. We had before the first gemara, ochla v'yafresu, an egg that comes out of a hen, that the hen was oimetit, it's not mukser on yomtiv, so for sure the egg you're allowed to eat. The egg is part of the mother. So what's the chiddush you're allowed to eat the mother and the egg? Eli, you have to tell me now, Reb Elazar is talking about. So I made this legado beitzim. No, we're talking about the mother. It's not oimet to shech to eat it, but rather you want to keep it and raise it to make eggs. So if so, the mother is muksa. You did not have das to eat it today on yomtiv. You're not allowed to touch the mother. So the merkashri then he v'imasura. Then fakir, both should be usher. Both the mother and the egg should be usher. So Rashi learns because we know Rabbi Elazar Shita is he holds for muksa. Like we'll see later in Aflam Adalid. Rav Lezer is the one that says you have to have achana. In other words, there is an issa muksa. So if Rav Lezer is moida that there is an issa muksa even on yomtiv, so how could he say you're allowed to eat the mother and the egg if the mother is muksa? So what's pshat this brisa? So Gemara says Amar Rav Zeira, Tayochal agav ima. All it means to say is you're allowed to eat it because of the mother. Now what's the chiddush? Hey chidami, what are we talking about? Omer Abayi, we're talking about Abayi says, "Kegoin shelok chostam." You bought the mother the hen stam. You did not have in mind at the time you bought it whether you're going to raise it to have eggs or whether you're going to use it to shech to teed it. So you bought it stam without anything special in mind. So now the loch is like this: Nishchato. If you take it on yomtiv and you shecht it on yomtiv, it's okay because huvra. It comes out. It's mavayir. You explain. You make clear to us now. Delayachilo medis. That it was always oimed to eat. In other words, you bought it stam. You didn't say what you want to buy it for. So now, as soon as you shecht it, now we see like you're telling us what you bought it for. You bought it for to eat it. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the mother. And if it has an egg on yomtif, you're allowed to eat the egg also. Because now we see the mother is not muksa. Mashenkein loy nishkato, let's say you do not shech the mother on yomtiv. Then we say huvaro, it comes to explain, to make clear to us now, the legado beitzum medis, that the hen, the mother is only made to raise, to have eggs, not to shech. Therefore, what happens? The egg that comes out on yomtiv is mukso. You're not allowed to eat the egg. So that's what Rav Lezer says, you're allowed to eat the mother and the egg. It means to say a chiddush like this. We abort the mother's stam. You didn't have a fairish anything in mind, whether you can eat it or not can eat it. So we say it depends. If you shech the mother today, then just like you're allowed to eat the mother, then you're allowed to eat the egg. But if you don't shech the mother, then you're not allowed to eat the egg. We have Mori Yomer. Mori says, I'll tell you guzma katoni. Telling you guzma is exaggerating. Shrashi guzma katoni. Really, we're talking about the hand, the mother is oimetit. In other words, people want to say, really, we're talking about now that the mother is oimet lachila. So the mother, pshiti will not eat. There's no chiddush in the mother. The mother is not muksa. The only chiddush is, what about the egg? He's telling now the egg is mutter. But in the Mishnah we learned that Beis Hillel says the egg is still osir. And we had a few reasons why the egg is osir. It could be osir mishum achon of the rabbah. It could be osir mishum Rabbi Yosef's tam, Rabbi Yitzchak's tam, the gzeres midrabbonin. So that's Rabbi Lezer's chiddush. He does know from those gzeres midrabbonin. As Rabbi Lezer holds that the egg is mutter. Whenever you're allowed to eat the mother, you're allowed to eat the egg also. So that's what he says, you're allowed to eat the mother, there's no chiddush in the mother. The mother pshiti you could eat. The mother is a hen that's loimid lachila. So why did he have to say it? That's the Gemara's Teretz where Mori says, Guzma Katoni. He exaggerates, he says something more than he really has to say. The Tanya, like we learned like this, that sometimes they say more than they really have to say. Acherim Oimrim, Acherim say, Mishum Rebbe Eliezer, in the name of Rebbe Eliezer, Beitza, an egg, to Yochal Hivima. You'll have to eat the egg and the mother on Yom Tifil Aritim. The Efroyach, Ukli Posoi. You'll have to eat the Efroyach, that's the young chicken. A just hatched, a young chicken, a young hen, or kliposai with the shell around it. You're allowed to eat it. For the Gemara, my kliposai, what do you mean you're allowed to eat the shell? Ilay maklipa mamish, if you mean to say you're allowed to eat the shell mamish, for the Gemara, klipa basachili, does anybody eat the shell? The shell is not something you can eat. So what do you mean to say you can eat the shell? You can't eat the shell? Ella, what I mean to say is, efroyach bikliposai. You can eat this, the young chicken, bikliposai. When it's inside the klipa, when it's inside the shell. In other words, it just hatched, and we're about to just hatch now, that's when you can eat the chicken. The chicken is coming out of the shell. For the Gemara, that's not true. In such a case, you can't eat the chicken. Ad, the baby here. Ad kan lo pligi yaput, and now there's no machlekes, only machlekes. Ad kan lo pligi rabbonin, oleid Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Elehecho diyot li avroilam. When does the rabbonin say, at what time are you allowed to start eating a chicken? Or after it's hatched, it comes out of the egg, or what stage can you make a shchit to say that it's kosher? So the rabbanim say, as soon as it comes out of the egg, and it comes out it comes out into the air of this world, right away it's called tanagirlis, you're allowed to shecht it, you can eat it. Rabbi Lezer holds, you can't eat it until it opened up its eyes. Calls the man the hen or the chicken didn't open up its eyes, still it's also to eat. But even according to the rabbanim, when does it become mutter? Only when it comes out of the egg, the shell, altogether. When it comes liyotzer l'avroilam. Aval hecha, but when? To liyotzer l'avroilam, when the chicken does not come out of the shell yet, and does not come out into the ear yet, loy pligi, that even the rabbanon hold, you're not allowed to eat this hen yet. How could you say here, you're allowed to eat the chicken with its shell means, when it's still in the shell, in other words, the egg just cracked open, and the chicken didn't come out of the egg yet, for sure it's also still called like a sheretzin. So how can you say it's mutter? The Rashi says, to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Oyser Efroichim Shlonitzuchu Einayim. His shita is a young chicken, calls the man that didn't open up its eyes, it's a sheretz, you're not allowed to eat it. Upolig Rabbon Leila Kamon, Maisla Gemara. Leila Gemara, bring it down. So the question is, what do you mean you're allowed to eat the chicken now when it's in the shell? You're not allowed to eat it. When it didn't come out to the world yet, for sure it's still a sheretz, it's also to eat it. So Gemara answers, Elo Efroichu Kliposai. What it means to say this, Bryce, you're allowed to eat the chicken, of sure, when it came out already, and when it opens up its eyes already, and the klipa also, you're allowed to eat the shell also. So at the Gemara, the question was, you can't eat a shell. The Teretz is guzma. It's exaggerating. It really just means to say you're allowed to eat the chicken. Huadin, you're allowed to eat the shell also, but really the shell is lavdavka. It's not edible. So you see, you say guzmi, you say you exaggerate a little bit. I'll tell you hochinami vayos also. So yochal hi v'ima guzma. That's what it says, you're allowed to eat the mother, it's only a guzma. There's no chiddush. The mother's talking about now, it's oymed l'achila. You bought this hen, almanas to eat it. So pshiti, you're allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. There's no chiddush. We have less, this whole chiddush is that if it has an egg on Yom Tov, the egg you're allowed to eat. And the chiddush is, he doesn't know, like our Mishnah says, Basilu says in the Mishnah, an egg that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat. So he had a few reasons, either to gzerim the Rabbanan, mishum ashkim shezov, mishum perish and ashru, or mishum achon of the Rabbah. The chiddush is, Rabbi Lezer doesn't know from any one of these times. Rabbi Lezer holds no, could be the only reason why the egg is usher, like Rav Nachman maybe learns, mishum muksa. And that's only when the mother is oymed legado beitzim. The mother is muksa. But here that the mother you bought, amunas teeth to shecht it, so the mother you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov, who are then pshita, the egg also you're allowed to eat. So that's Rabbi Lezer, not pshita, but that's Rabbi Lezer's chiddush. That the egg you will not eat. But Itmar, we learned like this. Shabbos for Yom Tov. Let's say you have a Shabbos that comes either right before Yom Tov or right after Yom Tov. As Yom Tov is either Friday, Yom Tov is either Sunday. And you have a Shabbos right before, right after. So what's the halacha if an egg is born on one day, can you eat it the next day? Let's say the egg was born on Shabbos and Sunday is Yom Tov. So can you eat this egg now on Sunday or not? Rav Amar, Rav holds, no do bezeh, asur bezeh. An egg that's born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the egg either tomorrow. Since tomorrow is Yom Tov, you can't eat it tomorrow either. Asur bezeh. No do bezeh, asur bezeh. For Rav Yechonon Amar, no do bezeh, muteres bezeh. No, the egg that's born on Shabbos, true, on Shabbos alone it's also, like our Mishnah says. But the next day already, Yom Tov, it's muter. But the machlokes is Rav and Rav Yechonon. So Mora says, what's the machlokes? Was Neima Kisava Rav. Rav holds Kedusha Achasi. When you have a Shabbos and then a Yom Tov, it's considered like one long Kedusha. It's like one long day. So therefore, just like an egg that's born on Shabbos alone, you're not allowed to eat it today. Hu Adin, tomorrow Yom Tov also you can't eat it. Mashenka and Rav Yechonon holds, no, it's called like two Kedushas. Therefore you're allowed to eat it. For the mother, it's not true. The Yom Rav, Rav said, Halacha ki arbo zakenim. Rav says, Halacha is like four older people. The Aliba the Rebbe Lezer. And they all hold, according to the Shittas of Rebbe Lezer, the Yom that he holds, Shtei Kedusha Sein. That when you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, it's called two different Kedushas. So you see, Rav Paskins, Shabbos and Yom Tov are called like two different Kedushas. So here, the egg is born the first day, the Kura the second day should be mutter ready. So Rashi says, what does it mean, two Kedushas? U'ma'ariv l'yoyim echud l'mizroch l'sheni l'marav. So now get to Eruvei Tchumim. If you want to walk outside of Tchum of the city, so on one day on Shabbos, you could only make an Eruv to walk one place, that's all. You can't make an Eruv in the morning one way, and the afternoon another way. Since it's one Kedusha, you could only go one Alpayimama one way. What about if you have today is Shabbos, and tomorrow is Yom Tov? You're allowed to, before Shabbos, make two different Eruvs. You make one Erev on Shabbos, you want to walk L'Mizrach, 2,000 Amos, then you come back to the city, and then for Yom Tov, the next day, you can make another Erev to be able to walk the south side, 2,000 Amos. So why is that? Because Yom Tov and Shabbos sit like two different Kedushas. You see, Rav himself holds that Yom Tov and Shabbos is not like one long day, it's sit of two different Kedushas. There is two different days, so why does Rav say the egg that's born today is also tomorrow? If tomorrow is a new Kedusha, so it should be Mutter tomorrow. So Mora says, Elo, I'll tell you, Hocho b'hachona de Rabba k'miflugi. Take it true. Rav also holds what's called two different Kedushas. It's a Shabbos, and the next day Yom Tov has a new Kedusha. It's like a different day. It's not one long day. But the reason why Rav says the egg that's born today on Shabbos, and not allowed to eat tomorrow, is called Mishum Hachona de Rabba, he holds. That Rav is le'achona de Rabba. Rav holds, like we learned before, Rav is din achona. That means a Yom Tov is not allowed to prepare for a Shabbos. Or a Shabbos is not allowed to prepare for a Yom Tov. So here that the egg was born on Shabbos, if you can eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov, it's considered like Shabbos prepared something for you on Yom Tov. Because since it was born on Shabbos, because it was born on Shabbos, that's why now you can eat it tomorrow. So it's considered Shabbos is being made and preparing for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have that. And Rashi says, the second big line, Hachona de Rabba, the Yomar Hachona b'dei Shemayim Misasurim. Even though some preparation is happening b'dei Shemayim, we're not doing it. By itself, it hatched, the egg was born. Mitzvah miyom tov l'shabbos. Tisuda Shabbos Boyas Mone Miyom Chol Migzeras Hakosif. So here also, when the egg is born on Shabbos, you can't eat it tomorrow, because the Sudis Yom Tov also needs Achonam, has to be prepared from before on the day of Chol, not on Shabbos. Shabbos can't prepare for Yom Tov. So therefore, Rav holds, when the egg is born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the next day on Yom Tov, even though really the two different kedushas, but Mishum Achonam the Rabba it's also. Mashenkin Rav Yechinen does note from Achonam the Rabba. For Rav Yechinen, let's say Achonam the Rabba, he does note from the Yisra Achonam the Rabba. Therefore, when the egg is born on Shabbos, true, on Shabbos alone you're not allowed to eat it. But tomorrow, it's a new day, tomorrow you're allowed to eat it. Tomorrow says, Kitanoi, this machlik is the machlik of Tanoim. Hey, Rav and Rav Yechon is the machlik of Tanoim. Learn like this, no debi Shabbos. You have an egg that was born on Shabbos. Toyochel be Yomtif. You're allowed to eat it the next day on Yomtif, like Rav Yechon. The Yomtif, Toyochel be Shabbos. It was born on Yomtif. You're allowed to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos. Rav Yehudu Roimer Mishum Reb Lezer. No. Adayini Machlekes is still the same Machlekes. Shebei Shama Yermim Teyochal, or Bei Sin Loimer Le Teyochal. So see clearly, Rav Yehudu holds, like Rav, that an egg that's born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it even tomorrow. Even on Yom Tov tomorrow, still you're not allowed to eat it. And the reason is, Mishum Achonah the Rabba. So the kids, you see, it's a Machlekes Tanoyim in this Svara. Gemara says now, Ushpazichno the Rav Adab Rav. Hey, so Ushpazichno means Rashi's Balabayis, the innkeeper. Like you're staying by somebody's house, by an inn, by a motel he was staying. So Rabba Bar Abba was staying by somebody's hotel. A motel is heavy lay hanich beitzim. So the owner there had a shiloh. He had an egg that miyomtiv l'shabbos. It was born on the first day yomtiv. So he wanted to know tomorrow on Shabbos, am I allowed to eat it or not? So os l'kaimik, he came in front of Rabba Bar Abba. Omalei, so he asked him like this. Ma'al liyat vinu idno. Hey, today is Yom Tov. Today I'm allowed to cook the egg. Tomorrow is Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook an egg on Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos. So his question was, can I cook up the egg today, not to eat it today? Like today for sure I know it's also. Today is Yom Tov. A Beitzah should know the Yom Tov. We know like Vesilol, the Beitzah is also. But my shiloh is, let me cook it up today in order to be able to eat it tomorrow. I'll make a hard-boiled egg today on Yom Tov in order to eat it for tomorrow. I am not allowed to cook today for tomorrow. Here an Erev Tashilin may be had. With an Erev Tashilin, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Yom Tov to Shabbos. So you want to know if you're allowed to cook up this egg to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos. That was the Shaila. So, Omalei, so Rav Adab Rav answered him back like this. My Daitcho, like what do you think? What's in your mind? That you want to say that Rav Rav Yechanan, Halachak Rav Yechanan. Like you know, whenever there's a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, usually we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan before said that an egg that's born on Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos. So since you're allowed to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos, that was your question. I want to cook it today to be able to eat tomorrow. But he said back, but still, what's your question? That afilu Rabbi Yechanan, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, like Karshari Ella Lagoy Mai Lamacher, he's only matter. Rabbi Yechanan just says on the next day. The second day, since it's a new Kedusha, you're allowed to eat the egg tomorrow. So if tomorrow is Shabbos, you can eat it raw. You can swallow it down, the raw egg. Abba b'yoymoy. But today, the day the egg was born, pshita today it's muksaloy. Today you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to touch it. A beitza that's born on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos, since today you're not allowed to eat it, it's muksa. For a time, you've learned in a braisa before. Achaz beitza shenolda b'Shabbos. Whether you have an egg that was born on Shabbos. The achaz beitza shenolda b'Yom Tov. Whether you have an egg that's born on Yom Tov, the locher is ein metalt lenoisoi. You're not allowed to move it around. It's muksa. You can't touch it. Loy lechasas boyas akli. You can't use it to cover up a bottle. Or loy lismach bokari amita. Or you can't stand up the egg straight in order to lift up, elevate a bed to put the legs of the egg on top of the egg. If the egg is straight up with the point upwards, is very strong. It can hold up a bed. But you're not allowed to hold the egg. You can't touch the egg on Yom Tov because it's muksa. So that's what he answered in the back. So pshita, you're not allowed to cook up the egg today. Today is Yom Tov, but the egg was born today. Since today is the day the egg was born, for sure today it's muksa. So if today you can't even touch the egg, so you're not allowed to cook it up today. But enoch nami, tomorrow when it comes Shabbos, you can eat the egg. You can eat a raw egg on Shabbos. Vayta. You're allowed to eat it tomorrow. Yes, you gotta eat it. Eat it raw egg. Like any eggs, eggs are not muksan Shabbos. You eat it raw. Another story was the innkeeper of Rapapa. The Yamrlo, some say Yehu Gavra, a Sama person. The Yosla came with Rav Papa. Sama person came and asked a question by Rav Papa. Hevelei Hanach Beitzim. This person had eggs that Mishabbos Liyomtiv. They were born on Shabbos. So the person wanted to know, is he allowed to eat it tomorrow on Yomtiv? Can I eat it tomorrow? In other words, what's the locha? Machlekes Rav and Rav Yechzen, who do we hold like? The egg was born on Shabbos. Now tomorrow, Yomtiv, can I eat it or not? Is Osla Kaime, so he came in front of Rav Papa. Omalehi asked him, Mahal Lamachlin Lamachar. I know today is Shabbos, it's Osir. The egg was born today. I know an egg that's born on Shabbos I can't eat. But my question is, tomorrow on Yomtiv, can I eat the egg or not? Omalehi Rav Papa told him, Zilid, go away today. Vesu Lamachar, come back tomorrow. Why? The Rav Loimuki Yamarua Olei Miyoyme Toivu Lechavri. Rav did not like Paschal Neshaylo from one day Yomtiv to the next day Yomtiv. Mishum Shichras. Because he used to drink wine on Yomtiv. Like after he got finished dashening, he went home and had the Suda, and by the Suda Yomtiv, he had drank wine. And the Loch Rid, when you drink wine, Rabbi Yayin, did not let a Paschal Neshaylo. There the person came to ask him the Shaylo Mastam after he had the Suda. He already drank his wine. He said, today I can't Paschal Neshaylo, come back tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll tell you what to do. The Rashi says, "Kolaymar mishaasa hayoyim yomtov dahein liyacha suda ad labocher." After he had a suda today, he would not pass on the shalom until tomorrow. Mishum shichrus, the Rav Aruya have a moira bedrasha shloi. Rav used to give a shir in the morning in shul. Kedarmina betrisus v'sheicher osel hayrus. But when you drink, you can't paskin. Dechsev yain v'sheicher al teisht. Dechsev hayrus as bnei Yisrael. Therefore, after you drink reviyas of yain, you can't pass on the shalom. Therefore, after he had his Suda ready, he said, go away today and come back tomorrow before the Suda tomorrow, and I'll pass in Yishalah tomorrow. It's Kiyasa Lamacha, when the person came back to him tomorrow, Omalei, Rav Papa told him, Icha Hashdish Taloi. Like, it's very, very good. You didn't ask, I didn't pass in yesterday. Because of Icha Hashdish, if I would have passed in yesterday, Shtaloi would have made a mistake. Rashi says, "Imaritzi l'cho esmo. If I would have passed him for you yesterday, v'shachrusi when I was shikir, ishtaloi shachachti. I would have made a mistake. I would have forgot something. Why? V'yamriloch. I would have told you like this. The Gemara says, I would have told you, Rav Reb Yechanan, halachic Reb Yechanan. I would have passed him that the klal is Rav and Reb Yechanan. We pass like Reb Yechanan. So Reb Yechanan said that an egg that's born on Shabbos, the next day yontif, you're allowed to eat it. It's called two different kedushas." So the egg that's born today, you're allowed to eat tomorrow. That's what I would have told you. But I made a mistake. Because so Amar Rava, Rava says over, that Hilchasa Kavose the Rav, Bahane Tlosa. There are three cases that we paskin like Rav. Even though usually we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, but this is one of the cases that here, we paskin like Rav. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Where the Rav is arguing, going Lekula, lenient, or is going Lechumra, still we paskin these three cases like Rav. We'll soon see what is it, Rashi says. Omar Rava, Hilchos Kavos the Rav Anitlas, Shomolin Yebetza, Zu Me Shabbos for Yomtiv. The Machlekes with our case here, an egg that's born on Shabbos can eat it tomorrow on Yomtiv, that here we paskin like Rav. You should know the egg is also. Well, the Kaime, another case is we'll see later, Bishnei Yomtov Mishogolius. There's a Machlekes later by every 2 days of Yomtiv that we have. Nechlik Lahokil, Zir Rav is Makelin, says an egg that's born the first day, you're allowed to eat it the second day Yomtiv. V'yashlishi, where's the third machlekes we'll see later? V'shnei yom tovim shal Rosh Hashanah. Nechlek l'hachmer. On 2 days Rosh Hashanah, there is more machmer. There he says an egg that's born the first day Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat it even the second day Yom Tov. So we'll see later these three machlekes in. V'akoponim Rav said that here we paskin like Rav. So therefore a Papa reminded himself and said, you should know the locher is like Rav here, that an egg that's born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov. A Shabbos and a Yom Tov is considered like one long Kedusha, and therefore it has the same mitzvah as if it's still the first day. But we'll see about this more later. Vayta, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Eitzim Shenoshru Min Hadeko B'Shabbos, wood that fell off the tree. You have a palm tree, and some branches fell off on Shabbos. The locher is also Laseken B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn it to use it even tomorrow on Yom Tov. Even though you're allowed to burn wood on Yomtiv, but here, since this wood fell off the tree on Shabbos, on Sunday, that's Yomtiv, still you're not allowed to use this wood. That's Rabbi Yechanan's Chiddush. So Rashi says, Min Adekel Shenoshru B'Shabbos. The branch came off the tree on Shabbos. It is also Laseken B'Yomtiv, Hasamach Loi. The next day, Yomtiv, you're still not allowed to use this wood. We'll soon see why.